Today's daf is Bava Metzia, daf Kuf Yud Aleph. And we are at the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Yud Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanesunu Batzaru V'ashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Nechama Liba Bas Rochel Basya Leah. So the topic of today's daf, new topic, is going to be the halachos of somebody who hires an employee and he does not pay the employee the wages that he earned in a timely manner. And as we're going to say, underrated, this halacha is from the halachos chamuros in the Torah. In fact, the Gemara is going to say that this halacha involves five loisaseis and one asay. So as an introduction, I think it's kedai to just go through the psukim, as the Gemara in today's daf is very much going to work through these psukim with Yud Gimel Midas, Shater, and Nedreshes Behem, and really present us with the Torah Shel Baal Peh as it relates to this halacha. So the first time that the Torah mentions this idea is in Torah's Kayanim, it's in Parshas Kedoshim. It says in the Torah, Lo Yisashoik Es Reyacha, V'loy sigzoil, v'loy solim pu'ula socher itcha ad boiker. Zok te ligarashi, loy sashoik es reyacho. What does that mean? Ze hakoivech schar socher. That means you have a socher, somebody worked for you, and you're not giving him the wages that you owe him. You're holding it back for yourself. If somebody does that, he violated the law in the Torah of loy sashoik es reyacho. V'loy sigzoil. At first glance would seem to be rather intuitive. And finally, lo yisolin pu'ula socher itcha ad boiker. So what does that mean? Says Rashi that in the event you have somebody that worked for you during the day, at night you have an obligation to pay him. In the event that the night is going to pass, it's already going to be boiker, and you still didn't pay him, you'll be over this additional loisase of loisolin pu'ula socher itchad boiker. So the Torah mentions three laven in this pasuk: loisashik es reyacho, veloisigzol, loisolin pu'ula socher itchad boiker. Now, at first glance, the first lav mentioned this pasuk and the third lav mentioned this pasuk are both referring to someone that's a koivish schar socher. But the truth is, the Gemara says in the beginning of Perkei Zeh Nashach, but the Metzia daf samach aleph amid aleph, that really, even veloy sigzol that's mentioned in this pasuk is also referring to a kovish schar socher. The Gemara says that veloy sigzol is extra, and it's something that I would have known from other parashiyos in the Torah. And the Gemara comes out, we'll see it a little bit in today's daf as well, that lavarola b'shtei lavin, that the reason the Torah mentioned veloy sigzol over here is to tell me that if someone's kovish schar socher, he's going to be over an additional lav. But the bottom line is, if that's the case, you have three lavin in one pasuk related to this idea. The Torah in Mishnah Chaz is over this halach. It says, "Loi sashoik socher oni ve'evyoin me'achecha oy me'gercha asher ba'artzecha b'sharecha." So the Gemara very much is going to darshan all the nuances of this pasuk, but high level, the Torah is saying again what it said in Parshas Kedoshim: "Loi sashoik socher oni ve'evyoin me'achecha." You're not allowed to be a kovish schar socher. Next pasuk, "Biyoy moiti tein schar." It says in the Torah that when it comes time to paying your employee, you have to pay him on the day that he worked for you. "V'loi savoy olav hash." You have to make sure that the sun is not going to set without you making the payment. So over here, Chazal say that the pasuk is referring to somebody that worked for you at night, where you have an obligation to pay him the following day. Says the Torah, it has to be literally that following day. And if the sun is going to set, it's going to be Shkia Rabbeinu Tam. At that point, you're going to violate this Isser. And the Torah gives a whole time of Dekra. The reason is, Ki Onihu, because this person working for you is an Araman, Ve'elov, Hu Noisei Es Nafshoi, and his whole life is knipped and gebinden with this paycheck. V'lo Yikra Alecha El Hashem V'hoi B'chachet. And we're trying to help you. So don't put yourself in a situation where this Araman is going to call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Hashem is going to point a finger at you, and then it's not ready, not going to be good. But the bottom line is, what the Torah mentioned already in Parshas Kedoshim, the Torah, Kedarkoi Chazuz in Mishnah Torah, and here in Mishnah Torah, the Torah mentions two additional lavin plus an asay. Lo yisashik socher oni ve'evyoin, biyoimoi titein tzcharoi, So the bottom line is, if you take a tally of everything that we have a lav of loisashoik esreyach. That's a general lav that a person is not allowed to be kovish schar sacher. Loisigzel, which the pashtus and chazal, although we'll see more about this in today's daf, is laver ala b'shnei lav, and it's another lav related to someone that's kovish schar sacher. Then we have loisolim pula sacher itchad boiker, which is talking specifically about somebody that works for you during the day. Then we have the law of Lo Sashik Socher Oni Ve'evyo Me'achecho Im Gerach Hashem Ba'atzecho B'sharecho, which again seems to be laver all of Begimel Lavin, in the sense that this is another general law that's related to a Kovir Schar Socher. Be'yoymoy Titein Schoroy, that's a general asay, but Loisavay Olav Hashemesh Ki Oni Hu is a specific law talking to the person that works for you at night. The bottom line is a lot of lavin happening over here, and an asay, and a lot of different psukim, which Chazal are going to that darshan. Either way, this is very much going to be the topic of today's daf and tomorrow's daf. Stating that, we are learning Perek HaMekabel, which discusses halachas related to an aris, and a chayker, and a shasla, etc., etc., etc. The daf, for literally a fleeting moment, is going to begin on topic to what we've been talking about, and then we're going to have this immediate pivot. Says the Hilgim Mishnah, Mekabel Soda Mechaveiroi. If somebody is a Mekabel Soda and he took a field from his friend and the arrangement was L'Shavua Echad, that I'm going to work your field for a Shavua, not a week, but a Shavua is a Shemitah. B'Sheva Me'ezuz, and the arrangement was that I'll work for you for a Shemitah, which by the way seemed to have been a popular agreement back in the day. Yaakov V'lovon Toichiach, I'll work for you for 7 years, okay? But the bottom line is that if the arrangement was that I'll work for a Shemitah in exchange for 700 Zuz, so the Halach is Ashvias Min HaMinyan. The Shemitah year is included. Meaning, I could have thought that it sounds like the arrangement was that I'll work for you for 7 years. In exchange for that, I'll get whatever I'm supposed to get for the 7 years. Now, if that's the case, then maybe the Shemitah year shouldn't be included, because on Shemitah you can't work the field. So Shemitah is really on the outside looking in. It doesn't seem to be part and parcel of this agreement. Kamash Malon, if the deal was that I'm going to work for you for a Shemitah is taka 7 years, but it means a full Shemitah cycle, which includes in it a Shemitah year. Thus, you take the Shemitah year into account. Kiblei menu sheva shonim. What would be if the agreement was not I'll work for you for a Shemitah, but the agreement was I'll work for you for 7 years, and again, b'sheva me'ezuz for 700 zuz, then in ashvias min haminyan. Then we assume Shemitah is not included. So if the arrangement was for a Shemitah cycle, a Shavua, so then shvias is min haminyan. If it was 7 years, so then we're going to jump over a Shemitah. It's going to be 7 years, not including the Shemitah year. Either way, now we come to the topic of today's daf. Schir yoim goyva kol halay. If somebody works for somebody during the day, and as we saw, there's many lavin and an esed that govern the fact that you now, as the employer, need to pay him immediately. So to the extent that he worked for you during the day, so goyva kol halayla, he has to come collect the entire night, but you have to make sure that you're going to pay him at night. Schir halayla, goyva kol halayla, if somebody works for you at night, you pay him the following day. Schir shoyz, what if somebody worked for you not a whole day, not a whole night, but rather hours? Goyva kol halayla v'chol hayoyim, the halacha is that he collects the entire night and the entire day. We'll see in the Gemara, Machlikis, Rav and Shmuel, what exactly this means. Schir Shabbos. Let's say somebody works for you for a week. Schir Chodesh for a month. Schir Shana for a year. Schir Shavua for a Shemitah. So then the halach is Yotzeh Bayoyim. If the agreement ended during the day, Goyva Kol Hayoyim. So then he has the entire day to collect. Yotzeh Balayla. If the week, month, year, Shemitah ended at night, goyva kol halayla, so then your chiyuv to pay him is at night, v'chol hayoyim, and the following day. This too we'll see a little bit more about in the Gemara. Either way, so the first halacha that the Mishnah mentions regarding these halachas is that schir yoyim goyva kol halayla, schir layla goyva kol hayoyim. So it's a dot counterintuitive. If someone works for you during the day, you have to pay him the following night. If somebody works for you at night, you have to pay him the following day. Tan Rabbanon. So the Gemara brings a braisa that's the source to this halacha. How do you know that if somebody works for you during the day, that you have to pay him the following night? Talmud Lomer, it says in the Torah, Loi Solin Pa'ulas Socher Itcha Ad Boiker. This is the pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim. And it says clearly, Loi Solin Pa'ulas Socher Itcha Ad Boiker. you have an obligation to pay him at night. And the Gemara assumes for now that we're talking about a schir yot. How do you know that a schir lailo, you have the entire day to pay him? Shenemar says in the Torah, you have to pay him during the day. I mean, it's very nice. It's clear that there is a sachir that you have to pay at night. There is a sachir that you have to pay during the day. But how do you know that the schir yom you pay at night and the schir lailo you pay during the day? So the Gemara says it's a svara, because schirus enemishtalemes elo bisayf. When a person is hired out to do a job, the chiyuv to pay him happens when he finishes doing the job. The truth is, this idea of schirus enemishtalemes elo bisayf is a sugya aruch and shas. The most recent place that we had it, Rashi quotes, was in Perek Ezu Neshech leildav snamachem et aleph, and the Gemara actually brought a pasuk, a makar to the halacha of schirus enemishtalemes elo bisayf. It says kisacher shana b'shana, and we learn from there this halacha. And at the time, we mentioned that the Rishonim grapple a little bit. You need a pasuk for this, but the truth is, there are a lot of nafkiminas in halacha, as this one, that comes out from this inyan of schirus enemishtalemes elo bisayf. But the point is as follows: that being that schirus enemishtalemes elo bisayf, if you're a schir yoim, you're going to pay him during the day. You don't owe him any money during the day. Meaning, the way we look at it is that the whole chiyuv payment comes when everything is done. So if you work for you the entire day, fashteitzach, you're not paying him during the day. When are you going to pay him at night? And that's probably what the Torah means when it says ad boyke. You have to make sure you pay him at some point during the night and not the following day. And as it relates to fakert, somebody that worked for you at night, so the chiyuv mamon doesn't really happen until the morning. So you can't tell me that you have an obligation to pay him at night. That's b'yom titein tzchari. That's, you have to make sure you pay him at b'yah shemesh. That's how Chazal knew which one goes which. Tanu Rabban, another b'ris. Mashmish nevaloy salam pulas achir itcha. From the fact that it says in the Torah, loy salam pulas achir. And where does it say that? Again, it says that in Parshas Kedoshim. Don't I know that it has to be made, the payment that is by the morning? Right? What does loy salam mean? Loy salam means don't go an entire night. Okay, so loy salam pulas achir itcha. Don't go an entire night without payment. Why does the Torah have to say ad boiker? In the Torah, every word is at a premium. So why would the Torah have to mention these words? It's coming to teach me. It's coming to teach me that this iser, a person's only over by boiker rishon. What does this mean? So the Rishonim say it means two things, and it's going to really play itself out in the Gemara. The first thing that this means is that a person that doesn't pay his employee in the evening, meaning it comes morning and he didn't make this payment, he's over this halacha. However, the next day and the next day and the next day, if he continues to be koiver schar socher, he's not going to be over this issur anymore. So this is a one-time loisa say, you can't be over again. There's another chiddush that you see from here, as the Rishayim speak out, and that is that in the event that you have a situation, as we're going to see now in the next lines of Gemara, where there is no obligation to make the payment that following night, then the halacha is you can never be over the sister. So there's one time and one time only that you can be over the sister, and that is ad boiker. So in the event that it was a schir yoim, you didn't pay him at night, and now it's morning and you didn't make the payment, you're over the sister. Then and only then can you be over the sister. And tarti b'mashma. Number one, if you're over the issa, you'll only be over the issa that one time, not again. And if you weren't over the issa at that morning, me'eza si b'shiyah, then you won't be over the issa at all. There is a discussion in the Rishonim. Is this only true for the schir yom that you have to pay at night? What about the schir Laila that you have to pay during the day? Do you have the same halacha that maybe boya shemesh, that's when you're over the sister or not? Not, this is a big machlokes rishonim. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara, mikam ve'ilachmai. Okay, so you're telling me that you're not over the sister anymore once it already passes ad boiker. So that's it? You don't have to make any payments anymore? Meaning the understanding is you have to be over something. Amarab Rav said, yeah, over mishum baltasha. You're over an iser baltasha. You're over the iser of delaying payments. Says the Gemara of Yosef, Mikra. Is there like a makar to this pasuk? Meaning, it sounds like it's an Issa Rabbanon, but is there even a remez, Rashi says, to this Issa anywhere? And the Gemara says, yeah, the remez is in Divrei Kabbalah, it's a pasuk in Mishle. It says, Al Toimer Reyecha Leich Veshuv Umachar Eting. Don't tell your friend, go, come back, and tomorrow I'm going to make the payment, right? V'yeshitach, in the event that you're able to make the payment right now. That's a Divrei Kabbalah, it's a pasuk in Mishle, and that for sure, a person is going to be a Tanur Rabbanon. A major chiddush is about to come. If somebody tells his friend, say, secharli payalim, go hire workers for me. And the shliach was oisa shalchusa, he did what he was supposed to do. And now the guy did a job, and he wants to get paid. Kesef minolon, Kedushin Dav Beis, he's not making any payments. Says the Braisa Shneim Einam Oivrim Mishum Baltolim. Side the Mishalech and side the Shliach are not over the Lav of Baltolim. Zeh Lefishaloi Sachon. The Mishalech, who's the employer, who the job was done for, is not over. Why not? Because he didn't hire him. Who hired him? His shliach hired him. V'zeh lefish in pe'ulasai etzloi. And shliach certainly is not over the Issa Baal Tolan because this guy's not working for him. So why should he have to make a payment? Alzeh nemar, don't kill the middleman, right? He's just the messenger. And as a result, there's no reason for him to be over. So the Gemara says, hey, chidam, let's understand this case a little bit better. Idam luschar chamalai. When the shliach hired his employees, did he say, come work for me? If that's the case, charei, all of who, then he actually is responsible to pay them. And if that's the case, if he doesn't pay them on time, he should be over the Isser Baal Tolan. What's this? Based on a brisa. We saw this brisa. Le'il, daf ayin vav amar aleph, played itself out very much in asoichas umnetangu into the brisa. Asoichas apoil. If somebody hires a poil, asis b'shaloi, to do work for him, v'herot b'shal chaveroi. And then, when he pointed to the field where this person is going to be spending his afternoon, he actually pointed to his friend's field. So the aloch is noisle yischar m'shalim. You, the person that hired this guy, you have an obligation to pay him full dollar, the choiz of a night to me about my bias, masha henois. Stating that you just benefited your friend by hiring workers to work in this field. You have a din of a yor that takes out the chaver shaloi b'shus. We have certain rights, and you can take from him the demand up. But the bottom line is, you see from here that if somebody hires someone to work for somebody else, but you take achrayis for it, so what's the halacha? You're going to be responsible to pay. So you're saying that the shliach is not over the issa baal tolan. Hechidami. If it's talking about what he said, scharchem alai, he should be. The Gemara says very simple. It's talking about the amadu scharchem al balabayis, where he didn't say scharchem alai, he said scharchem al balabayis, and as a result, no one's over. The Baal Bayis is not over because he never hired these guys. And the Shliach is not over because he never took responsibility. They're not working for him. On this note, Yehuda Bar Meremer, Amalei L'Shama, Yehuda Bar Meremer told his Gabba, Zil Agali Poyalim, go hire workers, the Emelhu, and tell them Schorchem Al Baal Bayis. Why did he do this? To circumvent, to not have to get involved in this. Now, Pashup Shad is, it's not because he wanted to violate the spirit of the law, that he didn't want to pay his employees on time, but it's because of the fact that this is a very, very Chomedig Indian. And tomorrow's daft, Ezus Hashem, we have words, Dvorim Malhivim from the Chafetz Chaim and Ahavas Chesed, where he talks about this Isser. But it's for that reason that Yehuda Bar Meremar circumvented this Indian because, right, Ashrei Mishaloi Chamon, why get involved in something that's so complicated and so tricky in the event that you don't have to? Meremar Mazutri Agudatati, Meremar Mazutri, they had an arrangement, I'll hire your employees, you hire my employees, I won't tell if you don't tell, like this, everything is going to be beseda, you don't have to get involved in any of these issues. Now, just to come up with breath for 1 second, we just said a massive chiddush. We just said that if somebody tells a shliach, go hire Poyalim for me, and the person does that, the halach is that the mishaleach is not over the Issa Baal Tolan. The shliach is not over the Issa Baal Tolan because nobody's working for him. If he says, schorchem abal abayis, so, has nothing to do with me. Aber the chiddush really is that even the Baal HaBayis is not over. And all the Rishonim master, it's father, it's rid, and the G'dayli Achroinim, I'm mutual with this very, very much. What happened to the halach of Shluchah Shel Olam Kamoisai? So, from time to time, we come across a sugya where, for whatever reason, you don't have the halacha of Shluchah Shel Adam Kamoisa. We had it recently in the beginning of Perek HaShoel regarding Balavimai, regarding Afaras Nadarim. And every time you find that, for some reason, the parasha of Shluchah Shel Adam Kamoisa is not in effect, you have to start saying Lamdis. Now, Sefet Neshtois Lamdis in the sugyas of Shlichas to maybe figure out a way to plug and play and see which vart you would have to say to be Miyashavit. But this is a very, very shver gemara where you find a parasha in the Torah, no less, where for whatever reason, the law of Shluchay Shel Adam Kemoisoi is not going to apply. Says the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Bar Avuna. Rabbi Bar Avuna said, Hanu Shukoy de Surah, the Balabatim of Surah, Loi Avri Mishum Baltom. They're not over Baltom. So if somebody would buy something from the Balabatim in Surah, or if somebody, I should say, would work for the Balabatim in Surah and they wouldn't pay right away, it is what it is. The Shukoi the Surah are not over the Issa Baal Tolan. And the reason is because made the Yadi Dal Yoyme the Shukah Smichi. Because everybody knows that these Chevron Surah, they were big merchants. But until the Yoyme Shuk came, they had no money. They had cash flow problems. They partially weren't liquid. And if you're a poil and you go to work for one of these Balabatim, you know going in, you're not getting paid so fast. And if that's the case, so there's no Issa Baal Tolan. Meaning, Gemara is saying a very big Kiddush. That although there's a loisa say in the Torah, kama loisa says in the Torah, and an asay related to Baal Tolan, but if you go If you go into it knowing that you're not getting paid right away, there's this understanding that this is the way it's going to play itself out, then the isurim don't apply. The bottom line is, Hani shukai the surah loy avri mishum bal talin. Says the Gemara, avri mishum bal tasha vadi oivre. Interesting. So that only exempts you from the isurah deiraisa. But as it relates to the isurah that was learned out from Sefer Mishle bal tasha, that's something that you're not going to be oivre. The Mishnah said, schir shois. If somebody works for somebody, not a full day, not a full night, but he's working for him for etlecha shuas. He's a schir shois. Goy v'kol ha-layla v'kol ha-yoyim. There, the halacha is not kol hayoyim, it's not kol halayla, it's kol halayla v'chol hayoyim. What does this even mean? So the Gemara is going to preface what this means with a machloikis ramishmul. Oh, my Rav, Rav said, schir shoyis the yoyim, goy v'chol hayoyim. If somebody works for somebody for a couple of hours during the day, so goy v'chol hayoyim, you have the whole day to collect. Schir shoyis the layla, goy v'chol halayla, you have the entire night to collect. So here, it's more in the intuitive way. Schir yoyim collects at night. Schir laila connects by yoyim. But that's if you're working the entire day, the entire night. And it's based on schir usein mishtalem asal abasayif. But if you're a schir yoyim for only a certain amount of hours, so then the schirus that's mishtalem asbasayif was during the day. So now already, the oino that you're going to be able to collect is going to be by yoyim. And the same is true for night. The Shmuel HaMashmuel said, I disagree. Schir shoyis the yoyim koyve kol hayoyim, maskim. Schir shoyis the laila goyve kol halayla ve kol hayoyim. Shmuel says, I agree with you, aschir shoyis the yoyim, you collect for the balance of the day, but aschir shoyis the layla, you have the whole night and you have the whole day. If you think about it, what Rav is saying is that aschir shoyis gets to collect the balance of the oina. That's really what it is. So if it ends in the middle of the day, so then you have the rest of the day. If it ends in the middle of the night, you have the rest of the night. What Shmuel's saying is, it's not the balance of the oina, but rather what it is the balance of the day. And we know in halacha, the day follows the night. So if you're a schir yoim, you're going to have until the end of the day, until shkia, because now it's already margin, right? If, however, you're a schir laila, so then you're going to have until the next night. So you're going to have the balance of the night and you're going to have the entire day. Either way, says the Gemara. Now we learned in our Mishnah, Schir Shoyz Goyve Kol HaLayla V'Chol HaYoyim. Right? This very cryptic line in the Mishnah. So again, what does it say? Schir Shoyz, you go over the whole night and the day. Tiyufta de Rav, it's a Kasha and Rav. Now what's the Hezbollah in the Gemara's Kasha? Bishlam, according to Shmuel, who says that a Schir Laila is Goyve Kol HaLayla V'Chol HaYoyim. So he'll be making the Mishnah that it's talking about a Schir Laila. And to be clear, even according to Shmuel, you need the Akimta that it's talking about a Schir Laila, not a Schir Yoyim, because Schir Yoyim, you don't have Kol HaYoyim V'Chol HaLayla. But according to Rav, it's never Negeya, because either you have the rest of the day or you have the rest of the night. So the Gemara says, Amalacha, Rav, Rav's going to tell you, Litzdadim Tani. The way you have to read the Mishnah is Litzdadim. This is how you read it. Schir Shoyis the Yoyim, Goyve Kol HaYoyim. Schir Shoyis the Laila, Goyve Kol HaLayla. Pretty straightforward. So it's not that there's a schir shoyis that's goyva kol halayla v'chol hayoyim. Either it's kol hayoyim or it's kol halayla. What does it depend on? If you're a schir shoyis the yoyim, it's kol hayoyim. If it's a schir shoyis the layla, you goyva kol halayla. So either way, you have to make some oikimta in the Mishnah. According to Shmuel, the words in the Mishnah are meant to be taken literally, stating that the oikimta is talking dafka about a schir layla. Little dachuk. According to Rav, no, the Mishnah, why would it only be talking about a schir layla? It's talking about saya schir yoyim, saya schir layla. It's litzdadim k'tani, that's where it's a little bit like, right? Whenever you have such a machlok as Rav and Shmuel, right, you always want to figure out why Rav is not learning like Shmuel, why Shmuel's not learning like Rav, even before the Lamed, this just in Pashup Shad, in the words, in the Taitch of the Mishnah, each one of Damai Rom would be madchik, the Lashin Ktsara of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, to try to make a pshat work, says the Gemara. So you have no raya to Rav and Shmuel from the actual line in the Mishnah that talks about the Schir Shoyis. Stating that, the Gemara says, I think you could bring a raya, not mi merchak, mi karev, from the next case of the Mishnah. Kanan, the Mishnah says, hoyo schir Shabbos, schir Chodesh, schir Shana, schir Shavua, yoytze b'yoyim. In the event that this long contract ended during the day, goyve kol hayoyim. Yoytze b'layla, if it ended at night, goyve kol halayla v'chol hayoyim. Says the Gemara, I think this is a raya to Shmuel. Now Rashi speaks out, it's not mamish a raya to Shmuel, because it's not talking about a schir shoyis, it's the opposite, right? It's the other side of the spectrum. It's talking about someone that's working for a very, very long time. But if you think about the lomda, says Rashi, it seems to be very similar. Because what's really the halacha of this Mishnah? The halacha is that whenever the contract terminates, you have an obligation to pay him by the conclusion of that day. Not the conclusion of that oyna, by the conclusion of that day. Now, if that's true regarding the Schir Shabbos, Schir Chodesh, Schir Shana, Schir Shavua, the Churit should be the same for the Schir Shoyz. Why would it be any different? So, according to Shmuel, that it's always the end of the day, it's very good, but according to Rav, that it's the end of the oyna, not the end of the day. So, the Churit isn't this part of the Mishnah Raya. So, the one says, Amalach Rav, Rav's going to tell you, Maskim, Abatanoi, you should know it's a Machlik Storm. Tanya, we're going to the Bryce, Schir Shoyz, the Yoim, Goivakala Yoim, Schir Shoyz, the Lilo, Goivakala Lilo, Divi Rav Yehuda. Oh, that's Mamish Rav. Reb Shimon Omer, Reb Shimon says, "Schir shoyz the yom goy ve kol hayom, schir shoyz the laila goy ve kol hayom ve kol laila ve kol hayom." Which is literally Shita Shmuel. At the end of the day, the Machlok is Rav Shmuel's real, the Machlok is Rav Yehuda. Reb Shimon says the Gemara, "Mikan Amru." Now, Mikan Amru is actually a continuation of this brisa. So we just mentioned the Machlokes Rav Reb Shimon, which is really the Machlokes Ram and Shmuel. And Chazal commented, "Mikan Amru." From here, Chazal said, "Kol hakoyvish schar socher." Any person that's koivish schar socher over behe shemois vase, he's going to be over 5 shemois and 1 ase. Now, first things first. So we're about to mention the 5 shemois, right? The 5 laven that we talked about in the introduction to the daf. But what's the mikan amr, right? We're prefacing this statement with the machloikis Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. The machloikis Rav and Shmuel. The end of the oina or the end of the day? The segue? The segue has nothing to do with that hakdom. So the Rishonim say that the segue is mikan amru kol hakoyvish schar socher. Meaning, if all we wanted to say was the ikur halacha of koyvish schar socher, you don't need this hakdom. But from the fact that Rehidim and Reb Shimon are debating the halachas of schir shoyx when he's over, zoysay meres, even a schir shoyx is over, and that's the emphasis on kol. Kol should be in quotations. Kol hakoyvish schar socher. The mikan is related to the kol. Either way, mikan amru kol everybody. That's koyvish schar socher. Meaning, even a schir shoyx. But again, that's not the ikur vart. But even the schir shoyz is over 5 laven and ase. So what are all these laven? Mishum bal tashoik. That's the first lav mentioned in Parshas Kedoshim. It says loy sashoik esreyecho. Mishum bal tigzol. It says veloy sigzol, which we said is a lav related to kodesh schar socher. Mishum bal tashoik schar oni. It, which is mentioned in Parshas Kiseitze, Umishum Bal Tolin, that's the third law that's mentioned in Parshas Gedolim, Blesong Pula Socher Itcho Ad Boiker, Umishum Bayomitit and Tzchoroi, that's the assay that's mentioned in Parshas Kiseitze, Umishum Blesovi Olava Shemesh, which is the other law that's mentioned in Parshas Kiseitze. The bottom line is, if you do the math, which again, we already did this in the introduction, what you have is 5 laven, have your 1 assay. But the Gemara asks Akasha, and that is, one of these laven is only true for the schir yoim, and one of these laven is only true for the schir laila. Sefreit gemara, hani de'ika b'yamam, leka b'lelyo, u'de'ika b'lelyo, leka b'yamam. And Rav Chizda shem schir esbam, en chanami. It's not possible for one guy with one pa'ulo to be over all these different laven, but in the shem schirus, this is how it's going to play itself out. One just gishmaka ara that's worth hazarding, and that is because it plays itself out so stark in this braisa. We once mentioned for Abruva Margolis that whenever the Torah says don't do something, so the Torah says loy, right? But whenever Chazal talk about an Issadei Raisa, Chazal always said Baal. So it's not Lo Yimotze, it's Baal Yimotze, right? It's not Loi Sa'acher, it's Baal Ta'acher. You always find that, right? Look at this Braisa right here. Chazal, they're literally teaching the Lavin. It says Baal Tashek Esreyecha. No, it doesn't. It says Loi Sa'achek Esreyecha. It says Baal Tigzol. No, it says Loi Sigzol, Baal Tashek, Baal Tolin, right? So it always says Loi in the Torah, but it's always Baal, Pedivri Chazal. And Reuven Margolis said that he believes the reason is because there was an Isser, of course, to Darshan in Baal Peh. It was Osir for a person to say over, to write Teresh Baal Peh. So what happened is you would have all the Baali Darshanim, they would get up and they would give their drushes, so they didn't want to use the word loy, and the reason they didn't want to use the word loy is because they were afraid that people might not be sure whether it's loy mitan aleph or whether it's loy mitavav, right? It's to do with the Kotzker Rebbe Sned, that v'chol om royna sakoilus. Why'd they have to be royna sakoilus? Because when they heard the end of the Aseres Hadibris, loy signoiv, loy this, loy that, he said they might have thought loy mitavav. So v'chol om royna sakoilus, like this, they knew that it was loy mitan aleph. But that's where Rufa says that the Chachomim, they were sensitive to the fact that they weren't writing Torah Shabbat Peh, so they wanted to make it clear. So how do you make it clear if it's Cholom Royin HaSakoilis, like in the Kotzke? Okay, it's very good. But what do you do when you're giving a shir? The Torah says it's not Loy, it's Baal, like this, Lahoitzim Yiliban, everybody knew that's what's going on. But the bottom line is, says the Gemara Vayta, Ezehu Oishik, the Ezehu Gezel. So it says in the Torah, going back to Parshas Kedoshim, Loisashik Esreyacho,
Veloys Sigza. So what's Oichik and what's Gezel? So up until this point, we keep on saying that Oichik and Gezel is really one and the same, right? It's Lav Rol the Bishnei Lavin, which is going to be Rav's Memra at the very, very end of this Gemara that we're going to learn right now. But for now, in real time, the Gemara is trying to figure out what is the difference between someone that's Oishik and someone that's a Gazel. Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda said like this, Leich v'shuv, zeh Oishik. If somebody owes somebody money, right, he worked for you, and you tell him, come back, that's Oishik. That's when you're over the lav of like Sashik. Yesh lucha biyadi, v'inu noisim lucha. If somebody says, listen, I know I owe you money, but I'm just not giving it to you. Zeh u'gezel, that's going to be considered gzeilo. Says the mask of the Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes, that's the kasha. He's a washish chayv alav tayir karbin. Dum yid de pekadin. Dikar karfalei mamayna. So the background to this kasha is another place where the Torah talks about someone that's a kovish schar sacher. Another place where the Torah talks about someone that's uveloi sashek. And that's in the parashas Vayikra. And it's in the parasha of Hashem gzeilo. The Torah is talking about nefesh kisecheta umal mal bashem. What was the me'ilah? Somebody came over to someone, he says, I have a claim of money against you, and the person denied. Bipikadin, he was a kaifer, bipikadin. Oy, bis, nesumas, yad, meaning he was a loiva, and he's not paying back his loan. Oy, begazel. He's a gazlin, or this person was an oshak es amisoi. What does that mean? He was a koivish schar sacher. In all these cases, if you deny and you swear and then you moidot, so there's a whole parasha of Hashem gezelos. Now that's understood, that the parasha of Hashem gezelos is for someone that denies owing somebody else money. It's not clear how that's understood, but it's understood. The Gemara Grada says a lashon dumya de pekadim, meaning, which sounds like, just from learning the Gemara, Pashup Shat, although I am Berishainen, but from learning the Gemara Pashup Shat, it sounds like a Koifer Bepekadin is for sure someone that denies having the Pekadin, and all the other things mentioned, Adumya de Pekadin, the point is, you're talking about someone that's denying. I don't know what you're talking about. Lahadam, loy, hoyu dvar me'oilam, rachol bitcha aktana. I'm telling you now, I bullshit have no idea what you're discussing. So based on that, Rav Sheshes asked the Kasha. He says, I don't understand. When the Torah says that an oishik is included in the parasha of Hashem Gezelos, who is that? It's Dumya de Pekadim. It's dumya to the kofer bepekadin. Dikok kofer aleim amayna. Who's someone that by definition was kofer mamin? If that's the case, how could you tell me ezehu oishik leich v'shuv leich v'shuv leich v'shuv is not a kofer? He's just someone that's ishtamut kamishtamit, right? It's not even possible this. He's just pushing him off a little bit. And because all he's doing is pushing him off a little bit, so the Lecher is not Koyfer B'mom, he's not Koyfer B'mom, and how could that be the Taich? Again, it says, Oy Oshak Es Amisa in the parish of Hashem Gezelos. Hashem Gezelos, Dumi the Pekadon, we're assuming means you are Koyfer. So how could you tell me, Poshit, that an Oishik is someone that says, Leich Vashov, Leich Vashov, who said this? Rav Chizda is the one that said this. So Rav Sheshes was Matmiya, and Rav Chizda, he says, I understand. How do you understand the parasha of Hashem Gezelos in lieu of your understanding of what an Oshak is? Elam Rav Sheshes. So because it is, Rav Sheshes said, you have to say differently. Nasatav l'chozeh Oishik. An Oishik is somebody that says, I already paid you. Oh, so now he's denying, right? That's a regular la'adam. Yesh l'chav yadiv. Eini noisim l'chozeh u'gazel. If he says, I have your money, but I'm just not giving it to you, that's a guy. Maskev la'abaya. So Abaya said, Rav Sheshes, you just explained the first half of Rav Chizda, meaning you changed it, and as a result, it's all good. What about the second thing that Rav Chizda said? You're agreeing to that. And that is that what is a gazlin? A gazlin is someone that says, Yesh lecha biyadi ve'ein luch ve'ein yinoysen lecha. The same kasha that Rav Sheshes asked on the first half of Rav Chizda. Ezehu gezel shechai ba'olav ta'ir karbin. Dum yu de pekadin be'inan de kakafa le'mamayna. Again, it has to be dum yu de pekadin where you kaif b'mamam. This guy's not being kaif b'mamam. What's he saying? He's saying, yeah, absolutely, 100%. I have your money, and now what, right? So, Lachair is not being kaifer bepekadin. If he's not being kaifer bepekadin, so that can't be pshat in gzeli either. Elam Rabbayah, Abayah said, Loi sechar ticha mi oylom zeh oishik. The guy says, I never hired you, I don't know who you are, I never met you. That's an oishik. Vasatav lecha. I gave it to you already, which is the way Rav Sheshes understood oishik, in Abayah's world, zehu gezel. This is going to be gezel. So, Rav Chizda comes into Beis Medrash and he says, Ezo oishik ve ezo gezel. Oishik is leich v'shuv, gezel is, yeah, it's true, I owe you the money, but I'm not giving it to you. Rav Sheshes heard Rav Chizda and he says, I understand the first half of Rav Chizda. Leich v'shuv, then how is an oishik, es amisa, including the parashah, okay, but pekadin? So because of that, he changes what Oishik means. Abaya said, it's very nice you changed the Oishik, but you didn't change Gezel. And how do you understand Gezel? He's also not being koifer. He's saying, Yesh chab yodi ve'eni noisim l'cho. So what's the obvious kasha? The obvious kasha is Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes had a problem, a fundamental problem with the Reish of Rav Chizda, but didn't have a problem with the Seifa of Rav Chizda, Mamon of Shach. If the Reish of Rav Chizda is bothering because it is kasha, it has to be dumyo the koifer v'pekodin, and you have to have a proper denial in order to be included in the parish of Hashem Gzelos, then he shouldn't be bothered with the second thing that he said as well. It's afraid to murder Rav Sheshes. Why was he bothered by Oichik and he wasn't bothered by Gezel? Says the Gemara. Amalachah, he'll tell you like this. Gezel could be the case was the Gozle, the Hadar Kach. Meaning, loivam, the case of Gezel, Ezel Gezel could be talking about a person that says, yeah, I know I owe you money, but I'm not giving it to you. Then what happened? The person sued him. So he meets him in court, and then when he came to court, then he denied. And that's why you have the parasha of Hashem Gezelos. Meaning, Enochinami, if in court he's saying, Yesh Chabayadi, but I'm not giving it to you, then it wouldn't make sense, the parasha of Hashem Gezelos. But no one's going to say that in court, right? He said it chutzlo court. Oh, and it came to court. Now, all of a sudden, he's lawyered up, and he has a whole different story to tell. And now, this is not what he's saying anymore. But Enochinami, the chetza of the gazlan is the person who outside of court says, yes, but I'm not giving it to you. At the same time, he could be included in the parasha of Hashem Gezelos in the event that he denies in court as well. But the Gemara says, Yehoche Ebezei, Afilo Oishik Nami, Dahar the Kafre. So then, why did Rav Sheshes have to change Oishik? If that's his way of rationalizing Rav Chizda's understanding of Gezel, so for the same price, let Oishik be where he says, Leich Vashov, then he finally sues him, he hasn't gotten paid in a long time, and in court, whatever, he denies it. So why did he have to change it? So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashd, a very subtle difference. Bishloi Mahasam, Bishloi over there, Ksiv Oipa Gezel. It says the word Oi big gezel with a base, and from the fact that it says big gezel with a base, michlal the oidile meikara. Meaning, it sounds a little bit like the parasha of the Kofit Bekodin is oi big gezel where he was a gazlan in the past, Kevil. Meaning, he had been a gezel, big gezel the other. He was a gazlan outside of Bezdin. In Bezdin, he's rather not being a gazlan because in Bezdin, he's being koifer. And that's not a gazlan. Ezel gazlan, yes, I owe you the money, but I'm not giving it to you. So the Torah is actually referencing that when he was koifer in Bezin, which he had to be in this parashas Vayikra, he actually wasn't saying what he had previously said. What did he had previously said? I know I owe it to, but I'm not giving it to you. And where's the remez? Oi, big ezel in the other. Aval gabi oishik, miksiv oi ba oishik. It doesn't say that. What does it say? Oi, oshak. Siv, and Tosfos takes out these words, Sha'ashkei Kfar, because that would literally take the whole pshat al apanim. So Tosfos takes out those words. But the bottom line is, here you're being an Oshak right now. That means you're not changing your story. And if you're not changing the story, so Bakar Chach, you're not being Koifer right now. That can't be. And it's for that reason he had to change the pshat of Oshak, despite the fact he didn't change the pshat of Gazel. Rava says what we've been waiting for. Zeu, Oshak, Zeu, Gazel, there's really no difference. So why did Torah mention Loi Sashink and Loi Sigzo, Laver, Olav, Shnei, Lavin, just to throw on an extra Lav? Zok the Mishnah, right? Echot Sachar Adam. The echad socher behema, the echad socher kelim, any person that hires a person, or he hires a behema. Doesn't mean you hire a behema, you rent a behema. Or you hire kelim. Doesn't mean you hire kelim, you're a seicher, one of the dal shem. You rent a keli. Yeshboi is included in the laws of mishum b'yomi titein scharoi, the yeshboi mishum loy solem pulas socher itcha ad boiker. Meaning these halachas that we're talking about today are not only true for somebody that hires an employee. Kiddush. It's true, even if you rent the behema, or even if you rent kelim. Now, what does the Mishnah say? Very important. Yesh by mishum b'yom yititein tzcharoi, v'yesh by mishum loy solam pu'ulas socher itcha ad boiker. And the way Rashi explains this on Amud Beis is that really what the Mishnah is saying is that you have all the lavim. Meaning, you have b'yom yititein tzcharoi, you have the halachos of the schir laila, and you have loy solam pu'ulas socher itcha ad boiker, which are the halachos of the But the point is not only those two azaras, but the entire parish, whether it's Laila, whether it's Yoim, whether it's Shois, right? This is Chazal's way of saying that it's going to be true for everything. So you have B'yom Etitin Tzcharei, which is the paradigm of the Schir Laila, and you have B'yom Pulos Tzachar Itchad Boiker, which is the paradigm of the Schir Yoim. A Masai, when does this issue go into effect? B'sman Shetavai. If the Poyel, or the masker is Toiveya. Loi Tovoi, if he didn't
come and ask for the money, you're not going to be over anything. Let's say this person made payment arrangements. He says, I have a chenveni, somebody that I work with, I have credit by him, and this chenveni is going to make the payment. Or there's a money changer we have such an arrangement with, and that person didn't make the payment. Meaning, I made arrangements for the payment. This guy didn't do his job. In the event that there's a dispute between the socher and the balabayas, if it's during this man of the schiris, so the socher swears, let's say that he didn't get paid, and he's nishba v'naitel. Over his manoi, in a nishba v'naitel, you're not nishba v'naitel. We'll see more about this in tomorrow's daf. Miyesh edim shetavoi. This manoi, if there are edim that can come and testify that this person was tevei bezmanai, and now it's already la'achar zmanai, meaning it just schlepped itself out, then a reason nishba v'naitel. Even though we just said la'achar zmanai and not nishba v'naitel, but if there's edim that can prove that he was tevei bezmanai, then he's given a nishba v'naitel. Finally, ger toishav, yesh boi mishum b'yoyim moititin tzcharei. A ger toishav is included in the laws of Beyom Yetitein Scharoi, of Ve'em by Mishum Leisolim Pula Sacher Yitchad Boiker. But he's not including the laws of Leisolim Pula Sacher Yitchad Boiker, which, based on the way we explained the first part of the Mishnah, is really the Mishnah's way of saying that a Ger Toishav has the halachos of the Schir Laila, Beyom Yetitein Scharoi, but he does not have the halachos of the Schir Yom. Now, what exactly is a Ger Toishav? So the Rishonim always say different pshatim. It's really based on a big machlokes tanom, and then the Masechta of Avodah Zarah. Rashi says Ger Toishav Shekibel Olav Shloi Lavad Avodah Zarah. This is a Ben Noach who was makabel not to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Now Ben Noach is anyways not allowed to be Oved Avodah Zarah. Stating that there's a mitzias called Kabbalah's Ger Toishav. We always speak out the Briskerov and Sefer and the Mechtavim Ki Yadua. Not for now, but the bottom line is that a Ger Toishav that's Kibel Olav Shloi Lavad Avodah Zarah, he's Oichel Neveilus V'Treifus. Right? Why does the Torah say he's Oichel Neveilus V'Treifus? Because that's what you're supposed to do with the veils of betrayal. But the bottom line is, a ger toishav is included in these halachas, chiddush. However, not legamri. He's included in these halachas as it relates to b'yom yetitein tzcharoi, but he's not included as it relates to lois solim pula sachir et chad baker. Now, from here until the end of the daf, which is going to be a longish but a quick omid base, the Gemara is going to focus on the first halacha of this mission, the last halacha of the mission. The middle of the mission we'll talk about tomorrow. But it's the first halacha of the last halacha. What was the first halacha of the Mishnah? That the halachas of leisashek lav dafka for someone that hires an employee. But it's echad sachar adam, echad sachar behema, the echad sachar keima. And not only do all these people have the laven, but they have all the laven. Yesh by mishum b'yom titein schare, v'yesh by mishum leisana pula sachar itchad boiker. Sai schir, laila, sai schir, yoin. All of the laven, the whole everything is nogeya, a sachar adam, a sachar behem, and a sachar kelim. The last line of the Mishnah is that these laws relate to a ger toishav, even though ger toishav is not a yid, so it's a chiddush, but these halachas relate to a ger toishav. However, over there there's a yachloiku. It's dafka the b'yoyim etitein tzcharoi, it's the schir laila halachas that relate to the ger toishav. The schir yoyim does not relate to the ger toishav. Says the Mani Masis, who's the tan of our Mishnah that says what we just said? That as it relates to sachar adam, sachar behem, sachar kelim, you have the whole parsha. But as it relates to ger toishav, you have b'yoyim etitein tzcharoi, but you don't have lois solom pula sachar itchad boiker. And we have to fasten our seatbelts now because there's going to be some drushes happening. So says the Gemara, who's the tan of our Mishnah? Loi tanakamo the meach echo v'loi Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. It's not the tanakamo of the brisa that talks about ach echo, and it's not Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Mayhi, who are these two tanam? Who's the tanakamo of ach echo, and who's the basically the tanya? We learned to the brisa meach echo. It says in the Torah the word meach echo. Where does it say loi sasha? This is the first pasuk that talks about this isser in Parshas Ki Tzeitzei. So from the fact that it says me'achecha, we say prat lacher, that these halachas do not apply to an oivik echavim. Gercha, they do apply to gercha, zeger tzedek. Bisharecha, and it relates to sharecha as well, zeger oichel neveilos. That's referring to a ger oichel neveilos. Incidentally, Tosfos says that every time you find the ger asher bisharecha in the Torah, it's referring to the ger toishav. The Ramban says it also in the Aseres Hadibros. There's a raid by prepared for this, but we're going to save it for another day. Either way, says the Gemara, Eliyelo sachar adam. From that, some psukim, I would have thought that these halachas are only true for somebody that hires an employee. The rabbis behemoth, how do you know it's true also if you hire a behemoth or if you hire Caleb? Talmud Loimar, it says in the Torah be Arzacha, and we learn from there Kol Sheba Arzacha, that it's true for Kol Sheba Arzacha. Incidentally, the Rishonim say that if somebody rents Karka, you don't have the Salacha because it's Kol Sheba Arzacha, but not Arzacha itself. But either way, this is the Drasha, Kol Sheba Arzacha. Okay, the Kulan Oyvim B'chol HaShem HaSalacha. And all of these people, whether you're Sachar Adam, Sachar Behem, Sachar Kelim, you're going to be all the different Shemas that we talked about on Amun Aleph. Mikan Amru, from here Chazal said, Echad Sachar Adam, Echad Sachar Behem, Echad Sachar Kelim, Yesh Boim Yishum etc., etc. Meaning, all of these people are over in everything. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ger Toshav, he said that a Ger Toshav has the halach of Beyoyim Etitain Tzcharoi, the Ein Boy Mishum Loi Solin, but it doesn't have the Isser of Loi Solin. Behemah V'Kelim, as it relates to Behemah V'Kelim, Ein Bohem Ela Mishum Bal Tashik Bovad. All they have is the one Isser of Loi Sashik Socher Oni V'Evim Me'achecha. But other than that, they don't have anything. So again, what are the two sheetas? This is the Tanakam de Me'achecha. It's the first sheet in the Brisa. Rabbi, read the second sheet in the Brisa. Rabbi, the Tanakam de Me'achecha is the easiest sheetah. He holds everything is included in everything. Everything meaning Sachar Adam, Sachar Behemah, Sachar Kelim. Everyone, meaning even the Ger Toshav and the Ger Tzedek, as opposed to the real, regular Oiv Kechavim, they have all the different Isurim. It doesn't matter, Schayom, Schay Laila, the Esa, all the Lavin, they're going to be included in everything. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said, no, it depends. As it relates to a Ger Toshav, I agree he's included from Bisharecha, but he only has B'yom Etitein Tzcharoi. He doesn't have Loi Solin. As it relates to Behemah V'Kelim, all they have is one Isser, which is not mysterious. All he has is Loi Sashik Sachar Ani Be'Avim. Meaning, it's not even Sechir Yoyim, Sechir Laila. No, it's that one Isser. But other than that one Isser, you're not going to have anything. So the Gemara does the work for us. Says, Mani, who is the Tana of our Mishnah? E Tana Kama De Me'achecha. Is it the Tana Kama De Me'achecha? Kasha Ger Toish, if it's Shver Ger Toish. Tana Kama De Me'achecha says that every type of Sechiris, every type of person is included in all Isurim. What did the Mishnah say? Mishnah said, yes, Sachar Adam, Sachar Behemah, Sachar Kelim is included in all the Isurim, but as it relates to a Ger Toshav, you only have a Yom Yitit and Tzchari. You have all the Sechir Laila halachas. You don't have the Sechir Yom halachas. Any Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yosef, the Kasha Behemah, the Kelim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda said that as it relates to Ger Toshav. Yeah, he spalted between Sechir Yom and Sechir Laila. That's very good. But the problem is the ratio. He said Behemah and Kelim are included, but they're only included in the one lap of Lo Yisnashik, Socher, Oni Ve'evi Me'achecho. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Rava said, you're right. The Tana of our Mishnah is not the Tana Kamad Me'achecho. It's not Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. You want to know who it is? Hai Tana, Tonet Ve'Rabbi Shmuel. It's the Braisa that's mentioned in a Tonet Ve'Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Echad Socher Adam, Echad Socher Behemo, Ve'Echad Socher Kelim, Yesh Bay Mishum Be'yom Etitein Tzcharoi, U'Mishum Loi Solin. So far, so good. That's literally the ratio of the Mishnah. Ger Toshav, Yesh by Mishum B'Yom Etitein Tzcharei, Ve'im by Mishum Baltal. That's the safe of the Mishnah. Perfection, right? This is the Tan of our Mishnah, right? It's not Tan of Kam Dechech, it's not Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, it's the third sheet. The Gemara now, from here until the end of our daf, is going to discuss the sources and the Mekairis to these three respective sheetas. So we start, Van Umfang, with the Tan of Kama. My Tana, my Taima, the Tan of Kama, the Me'achech. What's the Mekar to the Tan of Kama, the Me'achech? Yeah, what does he hold? He holds Behemah, Kalim, and Adam. Even Ger Toshav are included in everything. Gomar Socher, Socher. He holds Socher, Socher. Meaning it says, Lei Sashik Socher. Odu be'evi me'achecho, imigercha Hashem be'artzecha b'sharecho. Which, by the way, is the pasuk that teaches me Saiger Toshav, Hashem b'sharecho, and be'artzecha, kol she be'artzecha. Meaning I know Ger Toshav, I know not just other be'evim and kelim as well. And it says the word Socher. It also says the word Socher. This is in Parshas Kiseitze, in Parshas Kedoshim. So I have now a Socher, Socher to bring the two parshias together. So I know everything is included with regards to everything. Very good. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda? The Gemara says, like, Gomer, Socher, Socher. Doesn't hold Socher, Socher. Okay, but the Gemara says we still need to do a little bit of work. Why? Because, nay, do like Gomer, Socher, Socher. Even if Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold of Socher, Socher. Now, that would explain why it is that the Ger Toshav is not included in the halachos of the Sechir Yoy. Because where does it say Ger Toshav in Parshas Kiseitze, which is the parish of Yom Yitit Tzchar, which is the Sechir Laila? He doesn't hold of Socher Socher, so that's why he's not included in Parshas Kedoshim. Okay. It would also explain why Behemah V'Kelim are not included in the Isurim of Parshas Kedoshim, which is the Shita of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, right? He holds Behemah V'Kelim are only Negei the Lav of Loi Sashik Socher Ani Ve'Evin. But the Gemara's Kasha is, at the end of the day, that why is it that Behemah V'Kelim are
only included in the lav of leisashoik and then not included in b'yoymer titein tzchare. In other words, nehi the loy gamar sacher sacher. So I understand why sai regarding ger toich, you have to hold cheshvan, and sai regarding the behem and kalim, you can't throw in any of the laven that I mentioned in parashas kedoshin. Aber behem of a kalim mishum b'yoymer titein tzchare nam in chayev. Why don't you have b'yoymer titein tzchare as relates to behem of a kalim? So again, let's just highlight Rabbi Yisrael the Shita for a second. He held Ger Toshav, like it said in the Mishnah, right? That part was good in the Mishnah. What does he hold as it relates to Ger Toshav? He holds you have the laws of the Schir Laila, you have the laws of the Schir Yom, which in other words is a way of saying you have Parshas Kiseitz, you don't have Parshas Kedoshav. It's very good. He doesn't hold Sacher Sacher. He holds all the Ribuyim in this Parshas, not in that Parshas. What did he hold as it relates to Behemoth and Kalim? You only have the Lav that's mentioned in Parshas Kiseitz. You don't have the Esed that's mentioned in the same exact Parshas, which is B'yoymoy Titein Tzchari, and the next Lav that's mentioned, right? All you have is that one Lav. So the Gemara's Kash is, nay, I understand he doesn't hold Sacher Sacher. So you want to tell me Parshas Kedoshav has no shaykhis to all the things that are included in Parshas Kiseitze. But in Parshas Kiseitze, Gufa, you're excluding things. So the Gemara says, Tani Reb Chananya, Reb Chananya said, Amakra, and that pasuk of Yomit Titen Tzchar, it says as follows, Ki Onihu. As an Araman, it sounds like it's talking not stam about a situation where you're not making payments, but you're handling with an Oni. And we learn from here, Mishe Hein Bon Lidei Anius Vashiris. It's only included, and it only relates to someone that you hire that's bali de anius vashiris. That could be either wealthy or otherwise. Yotzu behema v'kelen she'enem bali de anius vashiris. A behema can't be a gvir shebehema or fakert, and the same is true for kelem, and as a result, that's a miut in this pasuk from behema kelem. Tanakama haiki oni hu mayavad. Tanakama, who holds everything's included in everything. So what does he do with the words oni mean? Why did Torah mention oni, right? That's really the point. Why are we talking about an oni? So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the reason we're talking about an oni is to teach me aloch. You have to be bala chlali anias vashir. Major nafgamina. But according to the Tanakama, why does he say it? Zimmer says, ahumi bai. The reason it said it was for something else, lahakti onin la'asher. To tell me that an oni comes before an asher. Rashi says, if you hired an oni and an asher, you have to make payments, but you can only pay one, you should pay the oni. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Huda, how does he know that? Ahum alay sashik socher oni ve'evyan nafka. He knows it from the fact that the Torah says lay sashik socher oni ve'evyan, right? That's that first pasuk in Parshas Kiseitze, and it says oni first, evyan second. So you see that the oni comes first. The Tanakama. Why do you need it to say oni in the second pasuk to tell me that the oni comes first? Don't I know it from the first pasuk? It says oni first, evyan second. Says the Tanakama. Chad lahaktam oni la asher, v'chad lahaktam oni la evyan. The first pasuk I know the oni comes before the evyan. From the second pasuk I need to know that the oni comes before the asher. But tzricha and need to know both. Now as far as definitions, an oni is an araman, an asher is self-explanatory, an evyan is someone that's mamish b'diktuke anias. He's even more of an oni than the oni himself. And I need to know what the Torah is telling me, and that is that the oni comes before the asher, and he comes before the evyan. What? Yesh, mean an evyan. Had it only said the first pasuk that the oni comes before the evyan, I would have thought mishum doloi kasav l'mitveh. Maybe the reason the oni comes before the evyan, because the evyan is so desperate, he's going to make sure that he gets money from the balabas. That's why counterintuitively, because of his desperation, we treat him more leniently, because we're not so worried about him. He'll make sure he takes care of business, because when you have no choice, you have no choice. The Araman is an Araman mitzad echad, but he's not super desperate like the Evian, and as a result, we're more sensitive to him. So that's why the Torah had to mention Oni before Evian, and maybe that's why the Oni comes before the Evian. Aval Asher, the cost of the mitveh, but an Asher who's even more cost of the mitveh. Say, Emolai, I would have thought maybe the Asher comes before the Oni. Maybe the Cheshbon is cost of the mitveh. So that's why the Oni comes before the Evian, but maybe if I can't, maybe the Asher comes before the Oni. The Ashmin and Asher, and I know the Oni comes before the Asher, that's easy. Mishum Dalai Tzarechle. Maybe the reason is because he doesn't need it. It's not because of anything other than that. Aval Evian the Tzarechle, but the Evian that needs it, Emolai, maybe he should come before the Oni, right? That's the more intuitive way of looking at it. The Evian comes before the Oni because he's more desperate, tzricha, that's why you need both. Either way, so the Gemara explained what the Makar is to the Tanakama, the Me'achecha. In short, he holds Sacher, Sacher. The Gemara explained what the Makar to Shitas Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is. It's really based on two things. Number one, he doesn't hold Sacher, Sacher. And number two, he has a drosha of Ki Onihu to teach me that as it relates to Behemah of the Kalim, you only have the lav of Leisashik Sacher Oni Ve'evyan, but the second Pasuk, Ki Oni Hu, is coming to deny it, that Misha Baruch Lala Nias Vashiris is included in what it says in the Pasuk. What does it say in that Pasuk? It says, Sai B'yomit in Tzcharei, and Sai the lav of Leisavi Olav Hashemesh, and that's how I know that those two things don't involve the behemoth. So the Gemara says like this. That's good for those conditions. But there's a third sheetah. Who's the third sheetah? Tani for Rabbi Shmuel. It's also the Stam Mishnah. Said Rabbi Tana Didan, Man of Shach. What is the Tana Didan hold? And again, what was the sheet of the Tana Didan? Let's just chazer it over. As it relates to behemoth Kalim, he includes not only Parshas Kiseitze, also Parshas Kedoshim. As it relates to the Ger Toshav, it's only Parshas Kiseitze, it's not Parshas Kedoshim. So what's the simplest way to ask this kasha? The man of shach. Those are the words of the Gemara. I yalev sacher sacher. If he holds a sacher sacher, I feel a ger toishav nami. So then, even as it relates to the ger toishav, which is learnt out from bisharecha, you should have not only parshas kiseitze, which he has, you should also have parshas kedoshim. And iloy yalev sacher sacher. If you don't have sacher sacher, behemu v'kelim minalei, then behemu v'kelim, which is learned from the same pasuk, gashav aritzcha. How do you know to throw in parshas kedoshim? Meaning ger toishav behemu v'kelim. I learned that from the same pasuk where it says sacher. So man of shach, if you hold sacher sacher, so you can throw in parshas kedoshim. If not, you can't throw in parshas kedoshim. So, man of shach, what's going on over here? So the Gemara says like this: Loilam lo yalav sacher sacher. Loilam he didn't hold of sacher sacher. So if he doesn't hold of sacher sacher, that explains what? That explains the ger toishav. Why the ger toishav only has parshas kiseis? He doesn't have parshas kedoshim. What's the kasha? The kasha is then, how do I know behemoth and kelim do have parshas kedoshim? The shani hasam. The reason behemoth and kelim is different on my crocus, it says in parshas kedoshim leisashikis reyacha and v'loy sigza leisolim pula sacher itcha ad boiker. And we learn from here kol shepulasa itcha, kol shepulasa itcha. So there's a special riboy in parshas kedoshim gufa. This is the punchline for behemoth and kelim. As it relates to ger toishav, I only have a riboy for ger toishav and kiseitze, and I don't have sacher sacher. I have no way of telling you to the lachos of kedoshim to kiseitze. But as it relates to behemoth and kelim, it's true I have a riboy in parshas kiseitze. That's marble all the lachos of kiseitze. But I also have a riboy in parshas kedoshim. It's marble all the lachos parshas kedoshim. And that's why I end up having both. But the Gemara says, "Ihochi ebasnoi, I feel like Gertoshev nami. Gertoshev, why is that not included in loisolim pula socher itchad boiker kolsha pulasa itcha? I mean, just like kolsha pulasa means whatever the pula was, kolsha pulasa shows me whatever whoever the pail is. So why don't we have that halach as well? The Gemara says, maskin, but on makra, it says loisashik es reyacha. Reyacha teaches me v'loi Gertoshev. End of the day, Gertoshev is ben noyach. Even though he's getting preferable treatment in our sugya, it's a chiddush. But really, he's a benoyach, and he's excluded from reyach. So if reyach is excluding a ger toishav, right, your behemah is not your reyehu, and your keli is not your reyehu. The Gemara says, no, but aksiv itcha, what should I do? I have a riboy. I mean, I have a riboy, I have a miyitz. I got to use one to be ma'ar, one to be ma'ar, and how do we choose to do it? We're going to be ma'ar, but then the keli will be ma'ar ger toishav. Faith to Gemara, what it always asks in these situations, ma'ro is the rabbi's behemah, the keli will always ger toishav, ef shefaket. So the Gemara says, mistabra behemah, the keli will have the rabbis. It makes sense. Because although the behemah and the kelim themselves are not reyacha, but if you don't pay your masker, you overlay sashik es reyacha klapi the bailim. But the Gemara, as opposed to ger toishav, who's ain't bechal mamin reyacha, there's no tzar reyacha at all. And being that he's not bechal reyacha at all, so it's for that reason we exclude the ger toishav. Says the Gemara, one last Gemara, v'tana kama the meyachecha hay reyacha mayavli. According to the Tana kama meyachecha, who holds why everything is included to everything, meaning even the ger toishav is included in parshas kedoshim reyacha that the Tana of our mishnah just used to be memate the ger toishav. What's he using reyacha for? Ahumi boyle the chidatanya needs it for the following price. So reyacha the loy goy. It's coming to meyach the goy. Freit the Gemara. Incidentally, there are some Gemaras that have the girsa amaleki. I mean, this is Censor 101. But the bottom line is, it's Lamute Goy. Fake the Gemara, Goy Me'achecho Nafko. Didn't we, on the very, very top of the Yomid, be Memayit the word Goy from Achecho? Right, the Tanakama de Me'achecho. What was the drush of Achecho? Prat Lacherim. Also a shtickle censor, which Rashi said is Oyve Kechofim. But the bottom line is, weren't we Memayit it already? So the Gemara said, Chad Lemishra Oishkoy. One is coming to my mind from the lava of Leisashik, and the other one's coming to my mind from the lava of Leisigzal. It's Richa and Ibot. Yes, meaning Gzeilo. Had I only known that a grace is made from Gzeilo, I would have told Mishum Toloi Torach Be, because you are in Toireach. Incidentally, some people have the Girso, Mishum Toloi Torach Gabe. Loi Torach Gabe is very Geschmack, meaning it could be there's no Leisigzal for me to take from an Eni Yehudi if I have no if he didn't do anything for me. So over there, like, the money has nothing to do with me. As a result, there's no leisigzal. If you have the gears like Tarach Bey, that means his lav dafki, he was tereyach for that money. I don't know, maybe it came to him easy. Maybe he won the lottery. Maybe he yarshened it. So as a result, maybe that's why it's aval oishke, the Tarach Gabey. Right here we have the gears of Gabey. Pshuta, you have to be consistent. If it's Bey, then it's Bey.
And if it's gabe, it's gabe. But the bottom line is, oishkoi, did tarach gabe, where he was tereach for you, emaloi, maybe not. Oishkoi, I'm just holding back, right? It's menias harevach, I'm avriach hari. Lamdis, and sugis of nadarim, could be I'm not even, right? So over there, maybe it's okay, I will gzela dosal yade, but gzela, which is reni is rishos, emaloi, maybe I'm not allowed to take it away from him. Tzricha says the Gemara, it's for that reason, we need to know that the and the Yehudi is nesmaid from both parishes. Exhale. So just two ha'aras. One more of a lamdisha ha'ara, and the other one more of a machshavah de ga'ara. The lamdisha ha'ara first. And that is Rabbi Tzalul Zolti in his Mishnas Yaivitz. This is in Choshem Mishpat. It's Simin Memhei. Has a beautiful arichas be'inyan halona schar sacher. If you want to go through some good, old-fashioned, classical yeshiva shalomdis on this sugya, that's the Maror Makom. And in the beginning of the shtickle, he brings the Rosh, who says as follows. We had a machloikis between Rav and Shmuel regarding a schir shois, somebody that was hired to work for a certain amount of hours. How exactly does the lav of Schar Socher play itself out? According to Rav, you have to pay him by the end of the oina. So if it's to work a few hours during the day, you have to pay him by the end of the day. If it was to work a few hours at night, you have to pay him by the end of the night. According to Shmuel, it's not the end of the oina, but rather it's the end of the day. So if you hired him to work a few hours during the day, you have to pay him by the end of the day, because once it's Shkia, it's the next day already. If you hired him to work a few hours at night, then you'd have to pay him by the end of the next day, meaning you have the balance of the night plus the subsequent day. The Rosh says as follows, quote, V'hilchas ha'kerav, as it relates to this machloikis between Rav and Shmuel, the halacha is like Rav, the kaimelon hilchas akirav b'yisuri. Because we paskin that the halacha is like Rav b'yisuri. V'oid, the pligi b'plukta, the Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shem. The Gemara said that really this machloikis Rav and Shmuel was a machloikis tanon. It was a machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shem. V'rav ki Rabbi Yehuda. And what emerged was that Rav held like Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel held like Rabbi Shimon. The kaimelon, and we know the Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shem, halacha ki Rabbi Yehuda. So says the Rosh, I have two reasons why I know that halachas like Rav. Number one, kaimelon hilchas akirav b'yisuri. And number two, this machloikis Rav and Shmuel's machloikis Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon. And Rav was like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon, the halachas like Rabbi Yehuda. Freik Rabbi Tzal Zolti, why did the Rosh need two reasons, Yehuda va'od l'kra, to explain why it is that the halachas like Rav over Shmuel? If the Rosh introduced hilchas akirav b'yisuri, so that's a good enough reason throughout Shas. So why do I need another reason? Oh, you should know that in addition to that, this machloek is Rav and Shmuel's machloek is Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, and the halacha is like Rav Yehuda. So he says something beautiful. He says, "Vashanira loymer b'zeh, dihine yesh lehistapik b'yisoid ha'iser shel halon eschar socher. Yesh lachker." In terms of the havana of understanding what exactly the isr halon eschar socher is, imhu mishum sheyesh l'socher schus mamin l'tvaya eschar b'yoymoy, is the aside of this isr that the poyel has a schus mamin to be tovaya his schar on this day? I mean, if you hire someone, you have to pay him. When do you have to pay him? I don't know. You have to pay him whenever you have to pay him. Kamash malon, the parish of schar socher, that in hilchus mamin, you have to pay him today. It's as if you would lend money to somebody, and today's the last day of the loan. So I have a schus moment to be teveya that loan, the mamani gabach, not stam whenever. No, today, because based on our agreement and our arrangement, this is when you owe me the money. And that's the aside of the parish of Schar Socher. The Torah is tightening up. It's being magda, the schus moment of every socher. And that together is that the schus moment of a socher is the tfaya schari bayoima. If that's the case, Valkain, because of the fact that he has a schus to be teveh the moment, it's for that reason, yesh al balabayis, isser shal alon, eschar socher. Oy, maybe, says Rabbi Tzal Zolti, could be the yisoid of the isser eschar socher is, shehu rak din isser greater. It's not mitzad the schus moment shabai. My schus moment is to collect money. I have a bezunderous schus moment to collect today, lav dafka. Doesn't rerun the choshem mishpat shabai. But rather, the schus moment is to collect. It happens to be that there's an isser that says that you need to make this payment on this day. And if you're not going to make this payment on this day, you're going to be over an isser. In other words, the din of alonis schar soch, is it be a soide a momentous digadin? Or is it be a soide an isser digadin? Is it that
the chefts of the schus mammon is to collect hay, and the reason you have to give it to me today is because the mammoni gabach shtal tzachoyis with a chiv to satisfy his schus mammon, which is pay him today, or mitzad the schus mammon I can pay you whenever. Stam avolami, right? There's different dinim, so I don't know. I pay you whenever I pay you. Oh, but the Torah gave me a regular issa v'heter, and the Torah said all the different lavin that you have to make sure that you're going to pay him on that day. So what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is this be a soida your mammon is to geshayla, or is this be a soida and issa to geshayla? She said could be. This was the Rosh's suffix. So the Rosh says that as it relates to the Machlokes Rav and Shmuel, Kaimelon Kerav. Why? Because Hilchaso Karav Bi'isurin. But that's only true if we're going to deher this parish as being a parish of Issa V'heter. That the Yisoid of this Isser is an Issa V'heter to get Isser. But what if it's a Mominus to get Isser? So Lahoitzim Milibon. To make sure and to prove that it works regardless of how you wanted the hair, the longness of this Isser, Zok the Rosh, it doesn't make a difference. Because this Machlek is Ram and Shmuel's Machlek is Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon, and Kaimelon Krab Yehuda always, Lav Dafka by Dine Mominis or Dine Isser, it's always going to be the case. So Mamon of Shach says the Rosh, this is the way it's going to be. But Meiser, Rabbi Tzal Zolti, is very mirech with this longness. This is the Briach HaTichoin that goes through this entire Simon. It's, again, beautiful old school lumdus, and he says that if you think about it, there'd be potentially many nafkaminas. His ikar nafkamina, and this is really how the simon starts with a shach and chayshem mishpat simon shin lamites of cotton bays, the shema sefer achsidim. What would be if you have a masker and a soicher, a balabas and a poil, and they make an agreement that I'm going to work for you, but I'm not going to pay you right away? Is that something you could do? Is that not something you could do? And the shach gets involved in masna mashakos about Torah. Is this going to be a violation of Masa Mashkas Batayr? Zok the Mishnah Siyavit Zalchayr, what's a Talian? It's Talian, is this a question of Dover B'Shabim Mamin, or is this a question of Issa the Heter? If it's a Dover B'Shabim Mamin, be a Soid, Masa Mashkas Batayr, but Dover B'Shabim Mamin Tanai Kayim. If, however, it's going to be a question of Issa the Heter, then Lachayr, this is not going to be something you're allowed to do. Lemaisa, he says that at first glance, it would seem to be a Mefurish Gemara. Right, we had the Gemara, Amar Rabba Barafuna, Hanushi Koy the Sura, like Abri Mishum Baltolin. Why not? Because made the Yadi Dal Yoyma the Shuka Smichi, and as a result, there's like this implied Mechila. So he says, Bishloim, if it's a Dovah Shevim Mamin, it's Mamish what the Gemara is saying. It's like a Masna Masha Kosabat Torish, the Dovah Shevim Mamin, which is tonight Kayim. But if it's Issa V'Heter, how's it going to work? So this is one of the things that he goes through over there very, very stark. But he says, Bechlal, if you go through the Sugya a little bit, the feeling of the Sugya comes across a little bit like it's a more of an Issa Dega Halacha. Number one, we had this halacha that the Issa is only true at Boiker, right? That first morning you're over. After that, you're not over anymore. And if at Boiker, the halacha wasn't in effect, so it's not going to go weiter. If this is a shayla of schus mamin, so it's a little more faplunted. It's a little, again, you could always make it work. But, right, if you're a big enough super lam, then everything can work. But again, the question, right, Rameyer knew how to be Matthias Schwartz, the Gemara says. But, because he was an oike hari harim. But lemaisa, it's more geschmacks, a bissel gicher. If you're going to understand, this is a question of this of a heter. The fact that this halach is only true if you yourself hired the person, but if you hired him, they shliach, we saw that it couldn't be over there, it's not going to work. But al kaponim, that's just to get a little bit of a tam, a little bit of a flavor of what's going on. But just one other ha'ara as it relates to this, and that is the chinuch. In Sefer HaChinuch, a mitzvah reish lamed. So he brings the halachis of schar socher, and he says as follows. He says, v'noi heges b'chol makom b'chol zman. And if someone's over aleo, he's over essen and lavin. The ain loikin alav zeh. You don't get malchus for this lav lefishen nitein lehishavin. And the reason is because it's nitein lehishavin. Shari chayivu l'shalim schar b'chaleis. This is a lav shen nitein lehishavin. And because it's nitein lehishavin, therefore you're not going to get malchus. So you don't get malchus, says the Sefer HaChinuch, as it relates to all these lavin. And the reason is because it's a loisa say shen nitein freit minchas chinuch. This is a lav shenitin lishoven. Where is this a lav shenitin lishoven? What's the lav? The lav is that you have to pay him that day. So now it's the next day. I'm going to pay him. If you're a Gaza, so what's the lav? The lav is I have your money. Okay, so it's nitin lishoven. I give you your money back. The heft of the lav was mamoin gabach. Okay, good. Now it's mamoin chol gabach. And as a result, I just was misacking the lav. That's what it means, nitan lishoven. But vas pas freitim echaschinuch, nitan lishoven, as relates to this Indian. V'chay, the lav is they didn't pay him at boiker. You were supposed to pay him by night. You didn't pay him at night. So now you... you're not being misakin that. Where's the nitin leishofin? Michas chinuch bleib sorichi, and he mutches very much with this kasha. Oh, but one zach is klar. The muscharishin, it's totally in the lumness of the shayla. Because if you're going to hold that this is an isav ahetet the galocha, then it's really schwer to understand where passes to say nitin leishofin. If the whole yisoid of this isser is that he has a schus mamin, so akopana, we could have a conversation luchura a little bit more about nitin leishofin. Either way, there's a lot of lumness. Go through all the different gemaras, but again, this is the big shayla. The isser of schar socher, is it b'yisoidai a mominis dege isser, or is it b'yisoidai an isser v'hetu dege isser, v'tein l'chachem v'yech gemay? That's the more lumdisha, more halachic part of the ray. As it relates to the second ara, the chida in his sefer Nachal Kedum in the Parshas Kiseitze, he brings from Darizal, that Darizal said, it says in the Torah, b'yoy moiti tein tzchara, and Darizal said, b'yoy moiti tein tzchara is Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. And Darizal explained, he said that we know that on Shabbos, every single Yid gets a Neshama Yaseir. He said, but somebody that's Oisik B'Torah, somebody that learns Torah, Harvis on learning, that person gets a Neshama Yaseir, Afilu B'Yemei HaChol. And the Makar to this is really a Zayir HaKadosh, that although the Neshama Yaseir really only comes to a Yid on Shabbos, but someone that's Oisik B'Torah, he could be Zoyche, he could tap in to a Neshama Yaseir even during the week. So said Darizal, that's the remez and the oimik of B'yoy Moiti Tein Tzchare, that if a person is going to be a Sacher for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to do mitzvahs, and he's going to learn Torah, his reward is going to be B'yoy Moi. B'yoymei, on the day that he works, on the day that he serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to be zoicha to a reward. And what's the reward going to be? B'yoymei titein schar rashatei v'shabbos, that the neshama yaseira that every single yid gets on Shabbos, this yid is going to be zoicha, and he's going to get even during the week. Maybe we could be marchiv on this inyan a drop. And that is, the Sfarim all bring a well-known vart from the Rebbe of Peschel. The Rebbe of Peschel asked the Kasha, and this Kasha is printed in Chanukah Satayra, it's in Parshas Yisroi, it's Ois Pei Dalet. He said, we know Chazal says, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al-Molek. It's a Gemara Masechtes Kedushin Daf Lametes. So the Rebbe of Peschel said, I don't understand. We know that the Sfarim say that a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kaviyachal is a Shoy Mitzvah Mitzvah. So if the Eivish is a Shoy Mitzvah Mitzvah, and we're working for a Kodesh Baruch Hu, how could the Eivish not pay us right away? What do you mean, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al-Molek? There's an Indian of a Tzadik Viraloi. L'chura, what happened to be Yoy Moiti Tein Schar? This was the Rebbe of Peschel's Kasha. So the Rebbe of Peschel said a Dov Nifla. He said that Yesh Loimar. Chazal say that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, he gave the Torah through a shliach. Who was the shliach? It was Moshe Rabbeinu. Torah tziva lanu Moshe. We learned the Gemara in today's daf that the Gemara says that although there's halacha b'yomit titein tzchari, there's halachas of tzchar socher, but that's only if you hire the person by yourself. If, however, you hire al yidei shliach, then this halacha is not going to be in effect. So said the Rebbe of Heschel that being that our Kabbalah Samitzvahs came al yidei Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Torah tziva lanu Moshe. So it's for that reason there's no obligation of b'yomit titein tzchari. This is what the Rebbe of Peschel said. So the Rebbe of Peschel was Moisef. He said, there's a Medrash. The Medrash says, quote, Kol Masha Yisrael Oichlin Ba'ilam Azeh Einam Oichlin Ela B'Shvil Scharu Amuna. And at first glance, it's a Medrash plea. What all the mitzvahs, everything that we do, that's not why we're Oichlin Ba'ilam Azeh. Kol Masha Yisrael Oichlin Ba'ilam Azeh Einam Oichlin Ela B'Shvil Scharu Amuna. So the Rebbe of Peschel said that Yesh Loimar. Because really, Schar Mitzvah Bahai Amalek. But why is it that Schar Mitzvah Bahai Amalek? Because Torah Tzivalanu Moshe. But the Gemara says that there were two dibris that we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anoichi v'lo yielucha mipi agvura shamanim. If that's the case, as it relates to Anoichi v'lo yielucha, that we didn't get al yedei shliach. That we got directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if we got that directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so al zeh nemar b'yoy moiti tein tzcharoi. And if there's a b'yoy moiti tein tzcharoi, that's chal mitzvah we have b'hai almo. And if that's chal mitzvah we have b'hai almo, it's for that reason, kol ma'ishol yisrael oichem ba'ilam hazeh, einam oichem ela b'schar amuna v'divrei. We once spoke out. Oh, he suffered to this from the St. Peteruf. It was a pilpul noira. But the St. Peteruf wanted to say an unbelievable chiddush. He wanted to say that if the reason Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Moleko is because, like the Rebbe of Peschel said, all the Svar brings, if he brings it, everyone brings it. If the reason that Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Moleko is because of the fact that we will make Kabbalah Yeshliach, as Yeshloimat, and Moshe Rabbeinu, Aleh, who
received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alein. Right? We heard it from Moshe. But Moshe Rabbeinu himself heard it from the Eibishta. If that's the case from Moshe Rabbeinu, there would be Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma. And he wanted to toy for a very big chiddush, and that is that the Rishonim say that why is it mitzvah slav lohanis netno lechura? What about the schar mitzvah that you're going to get? And the Rishonim be'erich say that being that schar mitzvah bahai alma lekel, say really you're not going to get the schar until the next world. So it's for that reason we can't reckon with that schar. It's like azagrama, and therefore mitzvah slav lohanis netno. So he wanted a toy that according to the Rebbe Heschel, which should come out in Cheshbon, that Moshe Rabbeinu does have schar bahai alma. If Moshe Rabbeinu has schar bahai alma, so it comes out there wouldn't be mitzvah slav lohanis netno. And he used this to answer up Kedegas Kasha, Akasha, and the flow. We have a whole raid bite on this Ayat Shem. But what emerges is a Dovin Nifla. And that is that even though Schar Mitzvah Bahai Amaleka, but when it comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, it could be Moshe Rabbeinu Schar Mitzvah Bahai Alma Ika. Again, it sounds like a fantastic Kiddush, saying it over in the name of St. Peter Ruf, but if you do the math, Alpi, this Mefursim the Gevard and Chesidus Shesfarim from the Rebbe Reb Heschel, it's poshut that this is the way it plays itself out. So, Fizem, maybe you can understand a little bit of an oimik. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim. And it says in the Torah, Lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo yishasisi, that Moshe Rabbeinu literally was in Shemayim for 40 days and 40 nights, and he was a malach, right? He didn't eat bread, he didn't eat water. You know, we had the Gemara not long ago, in the end of Asoichas HaPoilim, end of the Agadot of Asoichas HaPoilim, and that Pezayin HaMeral. The Gemara says that a person should always act the way the locals act. How do you know that? You see it from Moshe and from the Malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, even though he was a boss of Adam. Lechem lo yachalti, mayim lo yishasisi. The Malachim, the Shloisha Anoshim, that came to visit Avram Avinu. So when they came, even though they were Malachim, Malachim don't usually eat, but fakad, they were sitting, they were eating more than Suda Shloima B'shaita. So you see from here that the proper Nimus is the right way for a person to conduct himself is that if you're in a place and they're behaving a certain way, that's the way that you're supposed to behave. This is true from the Shvus Yaakov, that Shvus Yaakov was asked, he says, I understand the Malachim were able to eat. That Malachim, they could do anything. They don't need to eat, but they came to this world, they were able to eat. Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzim was a boss of Adam. So he goes up to Shemayim, really, Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to eat Pashachris, we just said, right? But Moshe Rabbeinu's not eating. Why is Moshe Rabbeinu not eating? Because you have to follow the local custom. And if the local custom is you don't eat, Moshe Rabbeinu fasts for 40 days. So the Shoyal asked the Shvus Yaakov, he says, I understand. At the end of the day, if Moshe Rabbeinu needs to eat, he needs to eat. What do you mean I'm following the law? Over here, Meshlufnish. Sagachnishlufn. You have to sleep. There's no such mitzias. So what does it mean, Moshe Rabbeinu? So he says, Adovin Nifl. So Shvus Yaakov wrote back and said, you don't understand Chazal. Since Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim, Moshe Rabbeinu became a malach. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was able to go 40 days and 40 nights where it was Lechem lo yachalti and mayim lo yishasisi. You know what Chazal meant? That when Moshe Rabbeinu came back down to this world, Moshe Rabbeinu started eating again. How was Moshe Rabbeinu able to eat on this world? Teretz HaZoyv the Malachim. He says, if you look at the Lashonis of Chazal, it works. The Raya is not from the fact that he didn't eat in Shamayim. The fact that he didn't eat in Shamayim is the Raya is a Malach. But the punchline is that now that he's a Malach and he comes back down on this world, he's eating, how's he eating? Oh, but Moshe Rabbeinu was a Malach. Demis is that Chazal say, it's a Medrash in the beginning of Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu was referred to as Israel Elokim. And Chazal say that Moshe Rabbeinu was Michetzio Lemato Ish, we once spoke out from the Sefer Ish Dos, who says a Dovah Niflo, that Chazal couldn't figure out what exactly the Chet of the Mei Meriva was. Right? There's so many different pshat in the Chet of the Mei Meriva. So this Yid Ish Dos, right? What's the Yichus of the Sefer? This is the one I gathered the Sefer that Reb Chaim Soloveitcher gave Askama. Reb Chaim used to give Askamas a lot, but he said, I'll give Askamas on Lomdis, because if you make a toys in the Rajba, you can't be Machriv the Welt. Ab in Ashkof, in these in Yonim, you have to be more sensitive. But the bottom line is, Reb Chaim gave Askama on this Sefer Ish Dos, and in the Sefer Ish Dos, he says that you want to know why no one was able to figure out what the Chet of the Mei Meriva was, because it happened in the Chetzum Mamayil of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is Chetzum Mamayil Elikim, and in Elikim we have no Hasog, and that's why no one was able to figure out what the Chet was. But the bottom line is, Moshe Rabbeinu became a Malach. Chazal say, Michetzioi Ulamayla. So Mitzarecha, Moshe Rabbeinu was Ish, he's Ish. Mitzad Sheni, he's Elikim. Michetzel Mata, Michetzel Mata, whatever that means. But the bottom line is, Moshe Rabbeinu was Ish, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Elikim. So I was thinking, what's the Oimik? It could be the Oimik's like this. The Oimik is, because we know, Hayoim Lasoisa, this world is the world of Asiya. Hayoim, what do you do today? Today you work. Tomorrow, in the Asiya, there'll be an Olam Haba. And in Olam Haba, that's when we're going to be rewarded. But that's only if Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Maleka. But Moshe Rabbeinu was Schar Mitzvah Bahai Al Me'ika. Which means in Moshe Rabbeinu's world, Moshe Rabbeinu was Hayoim La Soysan, v'hayoyim l'kabel scharam. That means Moshe Rabbeinu's Olam Haza was really a taruvis of Olam Haza and Olam Haba. Because mitzadecha Moshe Rabbeinu was alive, he's mechuyev in mitzvahs. But mitzad sheni, Moshe Rabbeinu is also living in the world of Lamachar. Because Moshe Rabbeinu in this world has a shaychus, the schar mitzvah by Amaleka. Everyone knows the Lashon HaRambam. The Rambam says, Olam Haba, imbo le'achila, v'lo ishtia, v'lo itashmish, el tzadikim yoshmin, v'atorasein, v'rashayim, v'nenemiz, v'ashchino. Moshe Rabbeinu was zoich in this world to a madrega where it was lechem lo yochalti, where it was mayim lo yishnosisi, where he was poirish meyishtoi, because in this world Moshe Rabbeinu was zoich to the bechina of what's really going to be machar. He was zoich to the bechina of Olam Haba. He was zoich to the bechina of Olam Haschar. Could be Moshe Rabbeinu mitzad echad is living in the world of biyoymoi, of ayoym la soysa, where he's living in the Olam Asiya. Mitzad that, Moshe Rabbeinu is chetzio yish. Because Lamais has the chanish. But mitzad sheni, he's also chetzio elikim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu's hayoyim la'soysam is a b'yoyim mo'titein tzcharoi. It's also a day where he's being rewarded. And because it's a b'yoyim mo'titein tzcharoi, so what comes out is that it's also the Olam Aschar. And if it's also the Olam Aschar, so in the middle there's a b'chin of a chetzio l'mayla elikim. Again, this is above our pay grade. But ulai, a little bit of a pirish amilis to this Indian that you find this country. Contradiction that mitzad echad Moshe Rabbeinu is ish, mitzad sheni Moshe Rabbeinu is alikim, mitzad echad he's eating and drinking, mitzad sheni is lachem lo yochalti umayim lo yishosisi. The teretz is because they're both true. For us, there's the olam asiya and then there's the olam aschar. But Moshe Rabbeinu was schar mitzvah b'hay al meikah. That means Moshe Rabbeinu had the olam haba diga existence. I feel in this world, and because Moshe Rabbeinu has an olam haba diga existence, I feel in this world. So if that's the case, for Moshe Rabbeinu, you have these two bechinas, and that's the chetzio milmata ish, and that's the chetzio milmaila elikim. But the emes is, it goes even a drop deeper. We just said over from that result that the chida brings, and that is, b'yoyim titein schar is Shabbos. And what does it mean, Shabbos? Shabbos means the neshama yaseir. So normally, yid on Shabbos gets the neshama yaseir. But the Talmud Chacham, that's Oisik B'Toyra, said that result, b'yoyim titein schar, he's going to get that bechina, he's going to get the neshama yaseir on this world. We've spoken this out many times in the Chassam Sofer. He brings it b'shem Darizal that says that what's the inyan that we have in Hashem Yisera only on Shabbos and then it goes away. So he says the Gemara says in Masechtis Shabbos Devashah Shekhtimu Yisrael Nasa V'Nishma. When Klai Yisrael said Nasa and then they said Nishma, so 600,000 Malachim came and they were kosher two ksarim on the heads of each one of the Yidden. One Keneged Nasa and the other one Keneged Nishma. After they sinned by the Chet HaEgel, so they lost the ksarim. And Moshe Rabbeinu went, and he was Zoichi, he took all the Ksarim. So that reason was Megala, that those Ksarim that the Gemara talks about in the story of Nasa v'Nishma, those Ksarim were the Neshama Yaseir. It's what we know today as the Neshama Yaseir. And what happened was, Klai Yisrael was supposed to have this extra level and Madrega of Neshama always. But because of the Chet HaEgel, they lost it. Who took it? Moshe Rabbeinu took it. And Moshe Rabbeinu has the Neshama Yaseira. On Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu gives the Yidden the Neshama Yaseira, and that said the Rizal is Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi that we say in Shabbos davening, because Yismach Moshe b'matnas chelkoi, that's the matana that Moshe Rabbeinu gives Klal Yisrael on every single Shabbos. So if it says, that's why, what's the makar to Neshama Yaseira? It's Vayu Nafesh. Vayu of the Nafesh. Where does it say Vayu Nafesh? It says it in Parashas Kisisa. Many times it says the parish of Shabbos in the Torah. It says in the parish of Kisisa right after the Chet HaEgel. Because before the Chet HaEgel, there was no such thing as Vayu of the Nafesh. Because before the Chet HaEgel, you always had the Neshama Yaseira. The whole institution of sometimes, yeah, sometimes not, that all came down. But Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that always has the Neshama Yaseira. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was B'yoy Meititin Tzchara. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, Al Pi Cheshbin, again, this is a little bit of pilpul, but Al Pi Cheshbin, what emerges is from the Rebbe of Heschel, is that he has that B'yoy Meititin Tzchara. The only reason there's no B'yoy Meititin Tzchara is because we heard it out. But what about Moshe? Moshe didn't hear it from Moshe. Moshe heard it directly from the Melech. So being that Moshe Rabbeinu heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's B'yoy Meititin Tzchari. What's B'yoy Meititin Tzchari? It's Shabbos. What Shabbos in the Neshama Yaseir? The whole shtim is that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that Zoicha he always has in the Neshama Yaseir. But I'll just conclude. The last paragraph, it's a long shtickle Nachal Kedumin where he brings the Arizal and he's marchiv in a little bit. He talks about, by the way, how tzaddikim will have the Neshama Yaseir the whole week. When it comes Shabbos, they get mamish a whole another matrig of the Neshama Yaseir. But he says, Lafi zem, ze yesh loima, Torah tzashem temimo, meshivas nafesh, right? Torah is Meshivas Nafesh. What does it mean, the Teres Hashem to me, Meshivas Nafesh? He said, because really, Klal Yisrael had the Neshama Yisera, but we lost it after the Chet HaEgel. I mean, we were supposed to have it 7 days a week. We only get it on Shabbos because of the fact that we lost our Madregas. But really, it's Shayach for a person to get the Neshama Yisera during the week. How do you get the Neshama Yisera during the week? If you're Oisik B'Torah. Because when you're Oisik B'Torah, it's B'Yoyim Etitein Tzcharoi, which is Rosh HaTevis Shabbos, which the Arizal said is a remez to the Neshama Yisera that a Yid gets on Shabbos. If that's the case, a person learns Torah, he could be Zoicha to what? Neshama Yisera, that's Torah Hashem Temimo, Shivas Nefesh. It brings you back your Nefesh, one of the Madregas of Neshama. It brings you back your Neshama. Because when a person is Oisik B'Torah, that neshama that we lost by the Chet HaEgel, meaning those madregas that Klal Yisrael fell and lost after the Chet HaEgel, you can get back. And the way you get back those madregas is by being Oisik B'Torah. That's the Oimik in Torah's Hashem Temimo Meshivas Nafesh. It's B'yoy Moititein Tzcharoi Rosh HaTevis Shabbos.